Although we have Christ in our spirit, he wants to be spread through every part of our heart. If we keep the Lord only within our spirit, then we take him as merely a guest in our heart. If we don't allow Christ to take residence up in our heart, he cannot be our person. If we do not take him as our person, what we do is not of his doing, but of our own will. In order to overcome this, we need to strengthen our inner man. Amen. How do we do this? We need to call on his name.
Amen.
We need to confess our sins to him and ask him to forgive us our failures and cleanse us with his precious blood.
Amen.
When we allow Christ to make his home in our heart, his mind becomes our mind.
Amen.
His will becomes our will.
Amen.
His emotion, our emotion.
Amen. Amen.
All that we do will be through him. This allows him to become our person. And as we take Christ as our person, it's for the building up of the body.
Amen.
The church.
Amen.
His corporate expression.
Amen.
As the one new man.
Amen.
If all the saints in the recovery take Christ as their person,
amen,
then all will be the new man.
Amen.
And when the new man is perfected, that will be the time for the Lord's coming.
Amen.
And the perfected new man will be his bride.
Amen.
Now I'd like to open up the floor to saints to enjoy. Maybe take 2 to 3 minutes to enjoy, share whatever you may have enjoyed this week.
Amen.
Amen.
Enjoyed days 1 and 2 this week. As what was just prophesied on, I enjoyed the verse John 5:19. It says the Son can do nothing from himself except what he sees the Father doing. For whatever that one does, these things the Son also does in like manner. So it really shows like how when the Lord was on the earth, right? The Lord really lived a life of denying his natural self. And instead, he did the will of the Father. And then in day 2, it reveals the matter of the inner man. And it is because of the inner man that the Lord can make his home in our heart. And he can be the person in us.
Amen.
And we can be his reproduction and relive his life when he was on the earth. It says in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
I just enjoy how, like, the more the Lord makes his home in our heart, the more we are strengthened to inner man, you know.
Amen.
The more we will not be tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching and the sleigh of men, as it says in Ephesians 4:15. Every day, when in our ordinary living, we're always tossed around by waves and winds in our environment. Whether we're in school or at work, there are just so many things we want to do in our outer man. And then it's just, I just have a lot of, past experience in just not being very matured in life and just being easily tossed by just, by my environment. It doesn't even need to be anything explicitly wrong either. Just wave winds and tides of what people say around me and what people are doing. But the more we mature in life, the more we will actually be preserved on the narrow lane. I just really enjoy how, it's not even just about what I'm doing or saying, but even what I think, the thoughts that are in my head. I'm always being put in check by the inner man. Is this of the Lord or is this not? But may this be more and more of a reality in our ordinary days.
Amen. Amen.
Actually, just following James sharing, you know, last week, I mean, yeah, just the past week, you know, this day one, the verses in day one, that was prayer meeting with Paul, that really strikes me. You know, the Lord, He does nothing, right, from Himself, except He sees what the Father was doing. And whatever the Father does, and these things the Son also does in like manner. And even the words that He spoke, right, to the disciples, I mean, to the, and you know, it was not from His own speaking, but He allows the Father, who abides in Him, does His works. So, I feel like, yeah, this is like, you know, since this week we're talking about really experience Christ as the person, right? This really, I would say, it the uplifts of Christian living, right?
Right.
Because many things are not, I would say, sinful or wrong or anything, right? But it is Father's will, right? Unfortunately, a lot of Christians kind of still lives in the right and wrong kind of realm. Like, okay, well, this is biblical, this is okay, I don't do bad things, you know, I'm good, right? You know, still, this is too low, right? This is, you know, what the Lord really wants is, you know, have someone, find someone on the earth that will really be His replication, right? That would really follow Father's will. And what follows Father's will, that really means, you know, He actually lives out the person of Jesus Christ. So, amen. I don't know how this is like, this person, right? And actually in the messages also spoke about, a lot of time we speak a lot about taking Christ as our life. But I think just, you know, from what this message was telling us, they're like, you know, we really need to uplift our goal, right? Not just, you know, be satisfied with taking Christ as life. Yeah. Actually, if we're taking Him as our person, this is actually a higher goal, right?
Right.
Then we automatically live out Christ as a life. Because we cannot live our life. We have to, if we take His, take Him as our person, we automatically take Him as our life.
Right.
So this really needs to be our goal of our Christian living. So, that really means that, you know, moment by moment, right, we need to really pray unceasingly, right? You know, to be really, to be one with the Lord all the time. But otherwise, we are just kind of like, you know, being outside the Lord, being outside the realm of this person.
Right.
Yeah, I just feel like it's so reminded, you know, so many times we're like, right, we're just out of Christ, out of this person, you know. Not to say about like the wrong things, all right, but even, you know, the good things that we're doing, if we're not, you know, in this person, that has not reached the standard that the Lord has set for us. I just really feel that, yes, brother and sister, we really need to encourage each other.
Amen.
This is especially in our family life, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. It's so difficult, right?
Yes.
Because in family life, we're just like expressing ourselves, right? It's so easy, you know, between husband and wife, between us and our children. So, yeah, praise the Lord for this message. I just feel like, yeah, Lord, I'm just so short. I need You, you know, to be my person.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We need to take Christ as our person.
Amen.
This is the highest and richest experience of Christ. And I think just to follow the brothers sharing, we see in the Bible there is a difference between taking Christ as our life and taking Christ as our person. Right? Colossians 3:4, it says Christ our life. And even in Ephesians, you know, we have this matter of taking Christ not just as our life, but when Paul prayed in Ephesians 3:16, right, that the Father of glory would strengthen us to where? Into our inner man.
Amen.
And then in verse 17, it says that Christ may make His home in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So our inner man is actually our person through regeneration. And Christ is now, as a person, He is making home in our hearts, amen, right, in this inner man. And so this is something more than what he prayed in Ephesians 1 when he talked about having a spirit of wisdom and revelation. There we see the spirit as merely an organ. But there in Ephesians 3, our spirit is now our inner man.
Amen.
There's another person living inside of us. And like our brothers shared, this is actually something very practical.
Amen.
You know, we often use this illustration. I feel like even now in September, a lot of the students, right? Richard is one of them. He moved into the brother's house, right?
Hallelujah.
But the brother's house, although it's your home, but it's actually, you don't have full authority to say, I'm going to throw out this bed and bring in a new bed, right? Or I'm going to move my desk from this area to another area. Actually, I had a phone call with him, like, Richard, this is your bed, this is your desk, right? And a lot of times in our Christian life, we're the same way. We imprison Christ, right? He's living in us as a person. And he might say, oh, I don't like this, you know, in your living. But we say, no. Lord, you stay in my spirit. I cannot allow you to come into my mind, right? Into my emotion, even into my will. And so I just feel, we need to pray that the Lord will make his home deep down in our hearts, right? And in a practical way is actually through the word and through calling on his name,
amen,
right? And even as we live our normal human life, our family life, we need to stop, deny ourselves. Actually, I had an experience earlier this week. One of the kids, or two of them actually, did something, broke a rule in our house. And as a parent, you know, it's just, especially as a father, it's so easy. Okay, you know, right away I, you know, proclaim judgment, you know, but, you know, I'm just learning that before I do anything, I just come to the Lord, right? Lord, I need you in this situation.
Amen.
And I know as I spent a little time with the Lord touched me. You know, the Lord just said, touch his conscience first, right? And so in our little conversation, I was exercised to take Christ as my person in this particular situation. And not just to, you know, react, not just, you know, be in anger and, you know, and you know, say, oh, you did this, I'm taking away the screens for a week. But no, you know, just taking the Lord as my person, the real Father, right, to know how to interact with my children. So anyway, this is something so subjective, something that we could experience in our human living, family life, work life, church life. May we take Christ as our person more so that there could be such a rich expression of Christ in the church.
I think the experience of calling that Trevor touched upon is really important, especially when we're seeking to have the Lord spread out just from his small home in our spirit and move on to the rest of our body. I think one of the points that was brought up during the NACT that I've been trying to apply to my own living was the idea of the 1,000 kisses. Would you be so kind to give the Lord 1,000 kisses a day? Right? Would you say I love you 1,000 times a day?
Amen.
It's not easy. Trust me. I personally have not even gone past 500 times a day. Right? Just having the ability to think about the Lord, not even talk to him, not even say anything, just think of him throughout the day, is so hard. Even for, you know, even for me, somebody who is, you know, I'm a church kid. Right? I should be the guy that, you know, thinks about him every day. Right? But I find that, I can think about him once in the morning maybe. Maybe once at lunch. Maybe once at dinner, but can I think about him at every single hour of the day? And that application is that, not that you will just think of him, but instead of, you know, turning towards your man, your logical thoughts, your inner being's thoughts,
right,
you would turn to him for your decisions for the day. You would think of him during your normal living, and that you would become more of him throughout your life. And I don't know, that experience of just realizing, wow, you know, this is a God. This is somebody who's died for me. He's put so much on the line for me. Yeah, I wouldn't even think about him every other day. I wouldn't even remember him during, you know, my classes, during when I eat dinner, when I eat lunch, right? I don't know. It just it feels like we should try our best to put him forward in every action in our life, that we may become more like him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Too, I enjoyed this portion. I think whenever I consider denying the soul, to me it feels like it's a struggle, or it's a fight, that there's a constant warring. And maybe in one aspect there is, but this part here, the last paragraph of day two, to take Christ as our person is not to force ourselves to submit to him, but to live according to his preference because of our love for him. I think that was something that was just so sweet, to realize that as we continue to know this one, this person who is living in our being, then it's not necessarily a forcing, that it's such a battle each time to deny the self and live by another person. But as we love this one, more and more we realize, oh, yeah, I will live according to this one's preference because we just love him. So I think this is a very sweet application for when my own self is fighting hard. It's just learning to love this one more and more.
Amen.
So I want to share a little bit from another portion. I've been going through the life study of Leviticus, and I've just enjoyed this little aspect on the burnt offering. And so one is, here we would emphasize the fact that we cannot offer to God a Christ whom we have not experienced.
Right.
If you try to offer as a burnt offering to God a Christ who you have not experienced, you will discover that this is impossible. What we offer of Christ as a burnt offering must be according to our experience. So I think there's also a feeling of, oh, all of these dear saints before me are able to minister the Lord to the saints, and then also to offer their portion of Christ to the Lord. To me, what seems like such a tremendous way. I look upon my like two pigeons, like, oh, this is so short. But the Lord is not after us trying to fabricate an experience of him to offer to the Lord, but just to experience him day by day. I think a portion that Brother Ron has mentioned before. You are where you are until you're not. To enjoying the Lord as this, and of course, to be encouraged by deeper and fresher experiences of the Lord, that we can go beyond from two pigeons to a bull. But to be okay with where we are, and then just continue to offer Christ according to our experiences with him.
Amen.
This is a very high message.
I
was sharing with a brother Tuesday, my companion, and I was telling him, for example, day two, I'm a crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. That's high. Right? Does he really live in us? I mean, are we crucified already?
Yeah,
not all the time, right? Then Romans said that the righteousness requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to faith, but according to the Spirit. Talking to myself, you know, we always walk in the, we always on the flesh, jumping from this flesh to the Spirit, right?
Amen.
And we need to really ask for mercy, ask the Lord for repent and ask for mercy. But this matter of Christ being our person, you know, it really touches because in Christianity, in Christendom, many Christians in the world, they're good, you know, they're trying to behave good, and but it's themselves, it's the natural man, the old man. In day 5, 6, we're talking about the old man and the new man. You see, we're trying to live our life, try to preach the gospel on our own, try to go out and do our things on our own, but it's not really Christ doing it. We do it in ourselves, and I did that for many years. And I asked the Lord before I preached the gospel to help me. I said, Lord, put your words in my mouth. So we need to ask. Now, and you notice many young people, and not only young, I've seen adults that sometimes when they come out in the morning, they come out with their clothes
on top of the pajamas. I've seen that many with my students doing that. And, you know, and this one brother shared that at once in New York. One brother says that we want to put the new man with the old man, you know? And that's why we have a problem, because we try to put the new man with the old man. And no, you have to first nail on the cross in the morning the old man. We nail it on the cross, and then we put the new man, you know? And this is something that we really need to pray about it and ask the Lord, you know. Deny the self is not that easy, because in the world, people have this thing, and we love me, myself, and I. It's not that simple, but we need to pray. We need to humble. Tell the Lord, I repent. Forgive me, Lord, because I need you. I need your, not only your life, but I need your living.
Amen.
Because he is the bread of life, but also he is the living bread. From the heaven. So we need really to ask him for mercy and tell the Lord, I need you every day. Be my person. Take this natural man that I have. Take this old man. I nail it on the cross. You know? He already nailed the old man on the cross, you know. But we need to do it ourselves in the morning by reading his word and praying. So this message is very high and deep. We need to be crucified with Christ on the cross. The cross brings us to our spirit. So, and his blood wash our sins away. Praise the Lord for this message that is very deep and touching.
Amen. Amen. Indeed, this week message is encouraging us to live the person of Christ. God reminds me, the older we are, it's not the more holy we are. Hopefully we are, our mind is renewed. And remind me the message that who has no sins, from the eldest to the young. It's from the eldest first. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. To live up the person of Jesus. How to live up? The person our live is related to two things here in day one. It's related to what we do and what we speak. We have the life of Christ in us. But what we do and what we speak, do we reflecting the new life? The life of Christ that live in us.
Right.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So that is why we come to the meeting, brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. We need to encourage each other to live out Christ, the life of Christ that live in us. Amen. And it's only one way. To live out Christ. In message one, in day one, that is, we need to eat Christ. In John mentioned, who eats me and live because of me, shall live because of me.
Right.
It's not will, but shall. Oh, Lord Jesus, it really depends on us. So when we eat Christ, we shall live because of him.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, and shall live because of him. So what we do, what we speak, it depends how we eat the word. We eat, when we found the word, like in Jeremiah, I like this verse. When we found the word, it means that we are seeking. Found is not just, oh, I get it, but we found it. We find it, we are looking for it, and when we found it, oh, that words is become joy in our hearts.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. And it's really to live out Christ is really related to our mind. Remind me again, oh Lord, we need to set our mind on the words.
Amen.
Oh Lord, there is peace and life over there. How do we know that we live out Christ? It's in Galatians again, brothers and sisters. The fruits of the Spirit. We do not know when we are in the Spirit, but our conduct, the fruits of the Spirit, is love. Number one is love.
Amen.
Oh, do we have expressed love in our conduct? Love, joy, peace, oh, long-suffering. Oh, Lord, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. That is the out when we expressing Christ. And in this message, Lord Jesus, we encourage each other. There is a one purpose for God to eat him. is that all of us, not individually, is become a new man to accomplish God's purpose. Yeah. And brothers, all the sin already knows what is the new man. When the new man exists, there is no more I, but Christ.
Right.
There is no more Greeks. Greeks is philosophy, is educated. There is no more smart people, stupid people. It's all, there is no more Jews. Jews is religious people. That is, make the separation from each other. No more circumcision, uncircumcision. It's an outward sign. It's not outward. God's one as inward. No more barbarian. It's not educated. Scythian. It's no culture. Slave is poor man. Free man is a half money. Oh, Lord Jesus, no more of this one. No more distinctions. When we come to the one new man, is no more distinction in us. We all is Christ. No more distinction. No more racial differences. But all Christ in is all and in all. That we all come here to become encourage each other, so we may all be perfected, like brothers and full grown. Remind us to full grown, to the full knowledge of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 New man is the bride being prepared.
Yeah.
Amen.
And so the title of this message is Taking Christ as Our Person.
Amen.
For the church as the one new man.
Amen.
So we know that we have the life of Christ. When we come to Him, we receive another person into us. So before, we only had to deal with ourselves. We were the person. Our soul was our person. And we did whatever we wanted. But now there's another person that comes to dwell in our person, and there's a conflict. There's a conflict because initially we're in the honeymoon state, and we're just so happy, with the Lord, you know, and it's just so wonderful.
It's true.
But then, because this person cannot tolerate the earthliness that is within us, this person wants to make his home in our heart. He's not just a visitor. And he starts to rearrange the furniture in the house. It's like when, in Spanish we say, mi casa es su casa. But that's not really true. That's just an expression. If I tell you your house is my house and you come and start rearranging it, I'm not going to like it. And if you dare to open my refrigerator, even worse. So it really, we actually are learning Christ. We're not learning, but we are learning about Christ. But we need to learn Christ, and that means taking Him as our person.
Amen.
And we've already heard, in John 6:57, as the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father.
Amen.
He who eats me, he also shall live because of me. And so the only way that we can take Christ as our person is by eating and eating and eating.
Amen.
That we can become Him.
Amen.
And the divine economy is Him dispensing Himself into us. And to the extent that He is able to dispense Himself into us, to that extent we can take Him as our person. And here in this reading it says there's a difference between life and a person. Right? A tree and a flower, they have life, but they do not have a person. Right? A man, however, has a person with a personality. He has thoughts, feelings, intentions, with the capacity to make decisions. For God's economy to be accomplished, he needs to have more than his life. Right? So we have his life when he comes in. This life has to grow. And this man, with this person, needs to blend, needs to be there, needs to be a union of God and man. Right? God became man to make man God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. So this is a lifelong process. And we need to deny ourselves because ourself is not compatible with the person that is in us. And so we suffer because we suffer the death of the natural man to let that life make home in us. So it's a lifelong process. You know, the Apostle Paul said in Philippians that he counted all things lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in him.
Amen.
Right? And then he said, to know him and the power of his resurrection.
Amen.
So he didn't consider that he knew the Lord, right? And then he said, if perhaps I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. If perhaps. And so the Apostle Paul, he lived to learning Christ, but he even considered that he had not attained. And so he was still pursuing. He said, forgetting the things that are behind and pressing forward to the things that are before.
Amen.
So every day we fail many times because we live in our soul life, because we haven't learned Christ, but we're in the process. You know, we can always come back, take the blood, ask forgiveness, and get back up and keep running the race. I haven't learned to take Christ as my person. I have to confess. I'm still learning.
Amen.
We are learning. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. We are learning.
He's
the teacher.
We are learning. Amen. Same as sister that mentioned in our message is read the title. Taking Christ as our person is the first one, right? Second, for the church as the one new man. So taking two items. First, take Christ for one person. And second, take church on the one new man. That's why we mention in Matthew 3, talk about the January church life. Okay? One new man, even the Paul speak to the Colossians and speak to the Ephesians, use the different word. Even he say, we know there's a verse in the Colossians, that verse, the day four. He say, when Christ, our life, is manifested, he talk about life first. Then he use the verse, talk about the one new man. He say that Colossians 10, first talk about life, then the 10 to 11, he say, we shall put on the one new man. Okay? Then it mentions that not only life, is the person, is the crucial point. Then also, Ephesians talk about is when chapter 4, 24, he said, we shall put on the new man. And that's chapter 24. But you see the verse arranged, number 6. It's very special. He put the 13. On the second one, he says, we shall arrive the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of the God, the second one. The third one, he talk about the full grown man. He talk about the man again. Every time when the Bible talk about a man, that's a rich person. He won't tell to us, it's a person.
Amen.
But actually, person is word. You cannot see that in the Bible. No. You New Testament never talk about a person. You can check concordance. But he talked of two brothers, the recovery, talk to us, we have two cautious the verse. The first one is just our brother mentioned. That's no longer I. Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified.
Amen.
With Christ, then in no longer I who live, but there is a Christ who lives in me. That's the first talk about a person. And the second one, he used the verse, talk about the person, is from the Paul's prayer. The Paul's prayer, he said, 3:16, half, we'll just read. He said, riches of glory. The strengthen with the power. strengthened with the power through the Spirit into your inner man. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
That's a very strong verse. Tell us, that's a person. Inner man. Inner man comes to Bible two times. One is the 2 Corinthians talk about the outer man is decaying. Inner man is renewed day by day.
Amen.
Another one is here. From Paul's prayer. Strengthen the spirit into the inner man. They talk about a person. Person.
Amen.
And finally, to use the verse is from the full-grown man. Talk about a person. According to the Greek, we have a lot of a fight with those people because if we talk about one new man, Christianity, they will talk to you. You know that's a two different word? Paul talking, the Colossians talk about another word, talk about a new man. It's different. We still, if you remember when Jesus said that, oh, we were just, wow, just wake up. You remember the chapter Matthew 9, Jesus talked, no one to put the old one in the old skin. Only put the new one in the new skin.
Right, that's right.
The first the new one, talk about Christ. That is the world from the, that was a new. That means a timely new. Yesterday, today, new day, today is new. That means the, when talk about Galatians, he talked that Jesus would become a change us, become the one new man in the day by day. Every day, timely, we become a new one. The change, our new, that's a new man, first meaning. When the talk about Ephesians, you talk about neo, that means we talk about the container new, bottle new, new wine skin. The King James translated very stupid. He said, new bottle. You put a new wine in a new bottle. Ah, the new wine skin. That new wine skin is neos. That means we talk about the church, that new container. We talk about the new Jerusalem. Use the same word. Wow, brother, sister. This is masterpiece. Only Recovery Urgent produced this one. Amen.
Amen.
We need to take Christ as our person.
Amen.
Not for ourselves only, right? For the church.
Amen.
As a one new man.
Amen.
In day 5, it mentioned about for the practical experience, the practical existence of the one new man, the total person of the old man must be put away.
Amen.
We must live by our new person, Christ. When we live our daily life by taking Christ as our person, especially in making decisions, our living will be the living of the new man. Day 5, I think you saw all the little children over here. Okay.
Amen.
I thought I said something wrong.
Little children.
Yeah, the little children were here. They show, you know, they give you a presentation. But there are lots of work behind that, right? And not only the serving ones here, you can you can see them, but there are lots of laboring behind. I was in the kitchen the whole week. By the third day, I already exhausted. I said, I cannot get up because it's so tiring and this, and to provide them food and snacks and everything. By Friday, we make a special thing for all the serving ones and children. We make dumplings from scratch, you know, for 40 of them. We need to make 450 dumplings in an hour. Okay, so that involves, nothing can be that real to experience who is the person. Because
right.
When you come, the 10, saints or gospel friend came, you know, to make the dumplings from the, you know, scratch, you know, everyone has their, you know, ideas. So I cannot say opinions, you know, preference. Because when we come, our physical body is here, and our, also, of course, along with the physical body is our soul, our mind, you know, will lead, you know, our decisions and this and that. And that's very real. And in the kitchen, you will hear the loudest the voice, because the skin should be this thin, and the, it should be this large, or the filling should be this and that. But if
one of someone or one at least one of us start to be quiet in the spirit, and everything will calm down simultaneously, mm-hmm. because we are experiencing what Galatians 2:20, right? Mm-hmm. It's not you may not think about it, but by calling instead of calling the name of the Lord, mm-hmm. one person calm down and everyone will calm down, mm-hmm. because we trust there is another part of our being, our whole being is what Richard. Our spirit. The spirit, once we stop our own movement, and the spirit will start to work, to come in, to work among us. Yeah, and it ends up very smoothly, and we finish our job and provide the dumplings, delicious dumplings, 20 minutes earlier. So it's a wonderful experience. It's not, if me, myself, in the kitchen, that's easy, right? Okay, I decided, I make the decision according to myself. I may not think about Christ or whoever, which person is that. I just, you know, do this and this according to my capacity and my experience. But we have more than 10 cents person and over there, so we say person or so. Amen. But by that, I was very touched and reminded on day 5, it says our living is corporate. And our moving is corporate too. Amen. In our moving, we take Christ as our life. Amen. And in our living, we take Christ as our person. Amen. Although, I can recall myself this morning, I feel again. But in the kitchen is my, you know, most of the time experience the Lord. But in Chinese, there's a saying says, repeated fight, but repeated defeated, right? But we turn it over the other way, even though repeated defeated, but we repeated fight. Amen. So whenever we feel right there, we return to the Lord and receive His life dispensing by calling, by His word, by singing, by whatever, we turn. And amen. The beautiful picture comes. The new man has a, you know, image over there. For the church life, for the body. Amen.
This week, I was touched by two verses. The first one was in John 5:19. The Lord says, the Son cannot do anything from Himself,
Amen.
Except what He sees the Father doing. This verse, I think we need to take this verse and actually read all four Gospels with this verse in view. You know, everything that the Lord did, you know, whether He healed someone, or He spoke a certain word, right? That was not from Himself. It was what He saw the Father doing.
Amen.
So He set up a model for us, that we can live by another life. Right? We can live by another person. Right? His intention, eventually the Lord, He put Himself in us, not just as our life for us to enjoy Him, but that He would be our person for us to live Him. And then the second verse is Galatians 2:20. So I think with the Lord Jesus, you know, we know who He is, right? But eventually the Lord was able to replicate this kind of living in someone else, in the Apostle Paul. Right? And so this makes the goal, at least for me, it's reachable. Right? Not only the Lord did it, but here's a man, Paul, in Galatians 2:20, who can say it's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. Right? He was, even when he was dealing with the Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians, he said that he forgave, but how did he forgive? It's not a matter of what we do, but it's who is doing. Paul forgave in the person of Christ. That means that he took Christ as his person, even in the matter of forgiving, something that he did, you know. For me, personally, you know, I think if I'm going to forgive someone, it's just a matter of whether I forgive him or not. But Paul, it was who is forgiving.
Right.
It's not a matter of, you know, I would forgive someone. I would say, okay, whatever, you know, and just in a careless way. But Paul, he took Christ's thoughts as his own thoughts, even his inward feelings as his own feelings. This is really what it means for us to allow the Lord to make home in our hearts.
Amen.
Right? He would spread into our mind.
Amen.
He would spread into our emotions, our feelings, our will, all our decisions. This week I found myself, like many of us, just failing to live the Lord. But I had a unique experience. In that failure, I didn't remain in the failure. It was something that I said to my wife. But in the middle of saying it, I kind of just stopped. And I just called on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And in that moment, Ephesians 3:16 and 17 became more real to me.
Yes.
I was strengthened into my inner man.
Amen.
And mid-sentence, I just stopped. And the Lord, I just felt the Lord rising up, strengthening me, supplying me.
Amen.
With His resurrection life to live Him. So I just wanted to encourage you all with that. And this is not only for our living, but also our church life.
Amen.
All the things that we do, the saints that we deal with, we come in contact with. We would conduct ourselves in the index of the Lord's eyes, taking Him as our person, living by Him in the church life.
Saints, I think I will just conclude here. Saints, you know, we see that very clearly in the Gospel of John, as was brought out this week, that the Lord Jesus is our pattern.
Amen.
Follow up, brother sharing. Mainly in His work, when He's there, He's doing everything because He sees what the Father is doing. That's actually, he was actually ministering, right? He was doing the work. So saints, in our church life, in our wherever we are services, we are actually learning that to put on this one human is not just in our way, it's actually very particular. It's for our doing and for our working, for our serving the church.
Amen.
But on the other hand, in John, we also see that the Lord said, I live because of the Father. So this is also the aspect of the living. Meaning, you know, in our daily lives, in our relationship, you know, I'm not married, right? But I can imagine, you know, I live with, you know, many brothers together. It's a little different from the marriage relationship. But in a sense, you know, when we live, when we interact, when we relate with one another, oh, we need to learn our source is not ourselves.
Amen.
So when it says, I live because of the Father, the emphasis is that it's not that I live depending on the Father, right? The brother should help us to understand. It's not just, oh, I need to grudgingly be with this person. Lord, I depend on You to help me get through this.
Amen.
No, it's, Lord, I'm living with this person, living my daily life, because Lord, You are my source.
Amen.
I cannot do anything. I cannot, in myself, I as the source, cannot be with a certain person.
Right.
I just cannot.
Amen.
But You are my source.
Amen.
I can live because of You.
Amen.
Anyway, so there's the living and the working. Amen. But overall, this week, is actually about the church for the one new man. So in the bigger picture sense, we also have to be reminded God's purpose is that He needs not just an individual, right? Not just, you know, James is so holy, you know, he can be with all the brothers. He's learning, the elders, you know. He needs a group of people. Actually, in the Bible, we see in Ephesians, actually in many places, excuse me, the church is actually the one you meant.
Amen.
The Lord on the cross has actually done away, right, with all the ordinances and the differences.
Amen.
He has created the two into one new man. Ephesians 2. And we know that this one new man is what will express the Lord.
Amen.
In Genesis, we see, yes, it's just Adam and Eve. God created man, an individual man, and then a woman. But in the New Testament, eventually, all the way in Revelation, we will see that this individual has become, has duplicated, right?
Right.
It's not just an individual anymore. In fact, it's the church in the New Testament that will express the Lord.
Amen.
So the church, not only as believers, we are the church, right? We not only have God's life. In order to properly express the Lord, the church needs to have Christ's person.
Amen.
This is how God's purpose is being fulfilled.
Amen.
Why are we doing this day by day? What are we learning to, you know, to Lord, to take Him as our person? It's because as each one of us learn to take Christ as our person, we're being renewed, we're putting on the new man, so that corporately, the Lord can have a corporate expression.
Amen. Amen.
So I was very touched by this point because I was touched upon that. If I just take the Lord, right? Say, for instance, just for the sake of, you know, understanding and for the sake of this presentation, if I individually take the Lord as my person, that's actually still not enough. That meaning, what I enjoy the Lord as a person is limited.
Amen.
It's just my experience. We need each one of us.
Amen.
Every member in the church.
Amen.
Actually, all the member in the body of Christ.
Right. Amen.
To take Christ as His person.
Amen. Amen.
So that there can be a corporate expression of His
right.
person on the earth today.
Amen.
Not just the body, but the new man.
Amen. Amen.
I'm learning, brothers and sisters. I need a lot of help.
Amen.
Right? In my service, in my daily living. But I was so encouraged to see when we do this, this is for His expression.
Amen.
So we cannot be individualistic.
Right.
I'll come into the meeting, I'll come into the Word. You know, if this doesn't make any sense to you, we need to come to the Word. Until, Lord, the Word can shine on you,
Amen.
And it causes you.
Amen.
So Lord, I want to take you as my person.
Amen.
I don't want to just, you know, live in my own preferences.
Amen.
I need to take you as my person for the church life.
Amen.
For your purpose and for expression on the earth.
Amen.
Lastly, saints, I'll just close in this way. This is a matter of love. I really appreciate this. Some of the saints already brought this out. It's not a duty. When we see the Lord, right, in Galatians 2:20, actually, Paul says, the life which I live in faith. The faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me. As we come to the Word, as we come to Him, may the Lord infuse us with His love. May we just simply love Him, and spontaneously we'll be willing to take Him as our person.
Amen.
I think all the married couple can testify this. When we love a person, when someone's looking at us a certain way, I really appreciate what Jesus brought, the index of the eyes. We know, not because we are scared of that person.
Right.
When I was a kid, I'm scared of my mom's glance, right? Because I thought, oh, I did something wrong. But when you're married, it's a little different.
Right.
You're kind of scared, yeah, gotta admit. But there's some response in you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I love this person, so I'm willing to adjust, right? To take this person's thought as my thought.
Amen.
It's a little different. It's a little different,
right?
Right? So may we all enter into this kind of experience.
Amen.
Not just with our spouse, with the ones around us, but with the Lord.
Amen.
And I just encourage all of us that the Lord will have a way to gain us, that we're taking ourselves personally.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
We'll just end here with some prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Thank you for all of the speaking.
Amen.
How much we need to be strengthened into our inner man.
Amen.
Take Christ as a real person.
Amen.
All in our daily life.
Amen.
For the church life.
Amen.
Oh, keep us in the index of your eyes.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord, for all the speaking.
Amen.
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 for your shining and encouragement.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, yes, we wanted to take you as our person.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we strengthen our inner man.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we can really apply, Lord, in our living, our family life and our church life.
Amen.
Lord, that we can truly be your corporate expression.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, thank you for the oil on the bread this morning.
Yeah.
Lord, thank you that, you know, we may know you in an expressive and a personal way.
That's right.
Thank you for the blessing of just being so all-inclusive with the
thank you, Lord.
Thank you. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we can depend on you.
Yeah.
We trust you, Lord.
Amen.
We don't trust ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, you have nailed the old man on the cross.
Yeah.
And the new man is being prepared.
Amen.
The bride and the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your speaking, Lord, today.
Amen.
We give you this week to you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, shine on us, Lord.
Amen.
And lighten us, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, put your words in our mouth to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Oh, we give our life to you and open our heart again to you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, give us a new heart this coming week.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Make your home in our heart.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, make Lord, make our home, make you live in our home.
Amen.
In our heart.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, renew our mind.
Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we want to take you as our person.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, apply you every second of our life.
Amen.
May we be crucified and experience a resurrected life.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, thank you. You are the real person inside our heart.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, encourage us every day in our daily life.
Amen.
Oh, to experience you.
Amen.
The reality of you are the one doing everything for us.
Amen. Yes.